Big Hank and Charlie got on their Harleys. They rode into the West Texas sun. They hadn't gone far. Charlie saw a bar. He said, let's stop and we can have some fun. Bikers acting cool, rednecks playing pool, and a small man at the bar, he looked silly. Little twisted frame, legs short and lame, folks called him Little Cripple Willie. Hank was big and woolly, sometimes Charlie was a bully. When Charlie drank, he got kind of rude. Charlie might have just been playing, but unkind words he was saying, messing with the little cripple dude. If Charlie was just teasing, his manner was unpleasing. Little Cripple Willie pulled out a gun. He was such a small man, the gun looked heavy in his hand. Willie's pistol seemed like a cannon. There was silence in the crowd. Willie's gun was loud. Charlie's brains sprayed against the wall. This wasn't Hank's druthers. He was standing with the others. They all watched Charlie's body fall. A pretty woman there, she worked behind the bar. She started crying, my, my, my. It seemed she had an issue. She couldn't find a tissue. Charlie's blood had splattered in her eye. Little Cripple Willie said, mister, your friend is dead. He looked at Hank and pointed his big gun. He said, I'm gonna shoot you too, but I'll be fair with you. I'm gonna give you till 10 to run. Well, Hank was playing it smart. Towards the door, he did dart. But everybody heard a loud, loud crack. As Hank was trying to flee, Little Cripple Willie only counted to 3. Then he shot Big Hank in the back. People in the bar were grieving. Little Cripple Willie started leaving. The gun still tight in his clutches. At the patrons, Willie glared. No one moved, no one dared. Then Willie poked both bodies with his crutches. Hank was still alive, but he would not survive. He was shaking and trembling on the floor. Said a bad boy you have been. Willie shot him again. Then Little Cripple Willie limped out the door. All the bikers sighed, the women patrons cried, all so scared they couldn't even swallow. Quick, call the law, somebody run him down. But all the men were too afraid to follow. In very little time, the sheriff heard about the crime. He went out to bring the little man in. Willie never drove a car. He couldn't have gone too far. But Little Cripple Willie was never seen again.